Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 72, Beginning the End. There is a spaceship named Badana. It is sentient. It is composed of sentient programs which express themselves as personalities. Collectively, they are Badana. A group of the doctors of Badana are headed for the door to Kelly's room. Kelly is alone. She's alone in many ways. She is from a different timeline. She is sitting there wondering, what is she going to do now? She believes that the only person from her timeline is dead. She loves him. They grew closer together in her timeline, but she never allowed a real relationship. She regrets that. He was always there for her. Now he is gone, and she is in a timeline where she knows no one. Her life has no meaning, she feels. She just doesn't know what is left for herself. She sits there, going through the medical records and procedures she finds on the ship. She is a doctor by trade, and it takes her mind off of her worries. And it is quite interesting to see some of the remarkable approaches the doctors of this alien race use. As she finally gets lost in research, that is when she hears the doctors at her door.
She doesn't hear the chiming of the bell, but she does hear them beat on the door.
Hello? Come in.
The doctors all speak as one. Kelly, urgently, have to speak with you. We have important information that we must share with you.
Is it about Michael? Did you find something out about Michael?
No. The information is of a different bent.
Do you mind just letting one person speak? All of you speaking at once is kind of freaky.
All of the doctors disappear, except for one. Kelly, you do not know us, but we know you. Kelly looks confused.
I do know a bit of what you have told me. I know that there was a bad area of space that was expanding near the solar system or solar systems of your worlds. The bad space was destroying planets of people. The groups of the remaining planets gathered together and made extensive studies on that space. They were not able to fix this problem, but they were eventually able to develop doorway technology in an attempt to get past the bad space. You, this ship, was one of the ones who made it.
Correct. But we believe we are the only one that made it. At least the only one that is still operational. We were damaged. We made it to the planet that you found us on. The crew left us, this ship, to try to survive on a planet while we made repairs. When we were repaired, our people did not return. They had been subsumed by the trees. We detected them, but they would not speak with us.
Why?
We do not know why they were silent towards us. Communication.
No, I mean, why are you telling me this?
It is important to understand us when we tell you the information.
Okay.
We did not strongly pursue communication. We were confused not only by their lack of communication, but also by the transformation from animal to a vegetable.
I understand. That is quite confusing.
Finally, you came here. We detected you. We focused on you.
By you, do you mean myself and the other two men, or do you mean just me?
Initially all, but mainly you.
Because of Grizel. You detected your people in the trees, and you detected her and me.
Yes, that is correct. And that brings us to what I must tell you. We do not pry into memories. We never have. But we are mandated to look at the death of our people. So we looked at your memories concerning Grizel. She watched you going back in your memories. We saw all your memories that she saw, even those that you don't quite remember.
So, what is the big information?
There is one that is called the Hidden One. Fear goes across Kelly's face. You can see her grimace.
The origin of all the Darkens. The one that is worshipped by the Darkens. Even Pegal. Even my people do not know much on him. How do you know of him?
We do not know much on him either. But we do know that he entered your ship.
Entered our ship? When? What ship?
Your last memory, witnessed by Grizel.
Well, that explains why we were so easily taken over. But that was a long time ago. There is nothing that can be done about it.
Your connection there, and now your activity here, has drawn his attention to here, we believe.
Why would you say that?
Because he is here now again.
On the ship? What?
No. We have detected him in this reality, this timeline.
He came through the rift in my timeline.
That is correct. And it is what has happened here. It has happened here both times.
Is there a rift in space in this timeline?
Yes. We are now detecting one.
Everything is over. Everything is lost here too. Once they come, and they will overrun everything. Wait, you said here both times.
The time now, and the time of my people.
Your people contacted the Hidden One?
We did not contact him. We came across him in our battle with the Dark Ones.
You battled the Dark Ones? Wait, the Dark Ones were here? In this timeline? This reality?
Yes, in our history. There was a time when there were only 6 planets left. One of the planets detected a rift, an opening in this bad space. It was caused by the deteriorating space. And from that rift came the Dark Ones. They tried to camouflage themselves as friends, but our highly psychic mind ability did not allow them to surprise us. They could not lie to us. But we did recognize how dangerous these things were. So, these six planets joined together in an alliance. It was an alliance that even our situation with the bad space had not forced into reality.
You must have won then, because there were no Dark Ones here when we came.
We did.
So, what happened? How did you kill them?
We constructed barriers and kept them inside them. They were cut off from feeding, and they could not extend the darkness.
What you're saying is impossible. They will get past the material barriers, and they will drain any kind of energy barriers.
We used neither. We formed mental prisons. We used teams of people, and we could hold one. Kelly's eyes brighten as she thinks.
But others would have come through the rift. You would have been overwhelmed.
Yes, they would have. But we stopped them.
You made some kind of huge mental barrier?
Initially, but afterwards we just closed the rift. We had been studying bad space for a very long time. We were not successful in stopping the growth of the bad space. But there were some things we could do.
So, we were right. The rift could be closed.
Yes.
So, we closed the one here, and the problem is solved.
Yes, but Badana does not know how to do it. This ship is made to open doors, not close special rifts.
Crone 8 has our data, but he is in pieces, and our data is theoretical. We need confirmation, and then we need to apply it to the rift.
Some of our people may be able to explain.
But all of your people are dead.
We do not think so. Mentally, some should have escaped. Have you ever heard of the Valoran? Next time, Michael and Kelly.